Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't sleep past 9 a.m. I can't sleep past 6 a.m. most
nights. Is it because your body doesn't let you, or what is it?
I don't know.
It's the bruises.
I think that...
It's the bruises. The pain.
Have you ever looked for the television remote while you're holding the television remote?
Oh, no, that's dementia. That's just dementia.
Yes. That's yes.
And I can't answer it, honestly.
While you're holding it? That's crazy.
I know.
Boy, I don't know if that's ever happened to me. You know, she has the downward smile. You know, when she, it's just not pleasant to be there.
Does she have a mirthless laughter?
What's okay. mirthless?
Mirthless is without word. Joy. Like, if someone were to tell a joke and you went, ha, 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 ha.
Mirthless.
Mirthless.
I'm going to try to use that in my real life. I'm going to ruin it.
So...
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Inevitably, when I tell people what I do for a living, people will say to me, politics, sports. I mean, it's incredible. You guys probably get the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are aware that you do that. And I say, really, not much of either. But occasionally we talk about it. And I believe that I have modified my take on how I cover it. I haven't modified my politics, but I have modified my take on how I discuss politics. And what I want to talk about right here is a dramatic turn from the way I used to talk about it. And let me explain it to you this way. I was very, very active politically growing up. I've been a Democrat for most of my life, and I've always been delighted, maybe because of my Irish heritage, to get into the fray. My people love to talk politics. So I,
sure.
I've well, you also come from years. A political family.
Yeah, I do. I do.
But that's not that. This tradecraft is in your DNA. Yeah.
Is Teddy still in power?
No.
Oh,
Teddy's last guy.
Bad I'm sorry.
Dude.
Sorry about that.
So, but anyway, but that's a long time ago,
and it
didn't have anything to do with Teddy. So the thing about it is the thing that I have become more and more aware of is, in general, the BS, and I call out both sides on their BS. And I want to talk to you guys about this because it's a big story that's getting lots of buzz because of the principles that are involved. And the story goes like this. And before I start it, because I don't want people like turning off their devices
you
that are on
just
a certain
said you're about to
before
do
I start,
whole
I'm, you're
going to
be
politics.
Surprised at the perspective I come from on this.
All right? Right.
So the story goes as follows. Donald Trump is... and the Donald Trump people are melting down because of the Taylor Swifties out there. And I cry BS with a capital B. All right. I don't think that I'd like to know if you're going to tell me that this is a big story and that Donald Trump is really, really freaked out about Taylor Swift and her Swifties, you're going to have to provide me with some real evidence of that. As much as I would love to take more shots
at
the narcissistic, the story goes that there is incredible Taylor Swift backlash because of her politics. Now, I don't buy it.
Who's reporting this?
I'll give you a great example of where I heard it today was on a major television network that skews left, begins with an M and ends with a C. And then I heard it on another one that begins with a C and ends with an N.
Yeah.
And
I was watching CNBC.
And then I saw it on my local news. This is when I begin to think about, okay, we're creating controversy that involves pretty much our two most well-known American celebrities, Donald Trump and Taylor Swift.
Oh, you mean that we're being manipulated into the
Oscar, I can't give you evidence, but I always fear being manipulated by
But there's...
People.
Okay, can we do a very and this isn't going to be boring or partisan, but these are what I understand to be true, and you tell me if they're
wrong. Yeah, because I think I can help a little bit, but I don't even know what her
Taylor Swift thing has.
I know
not
she's
endorsed,
urging people to vote, right?
She, yeah, but she's not endorsed a candidate.
Correctly. That's the way I understand it. Don't know whether
The majority of her fan base seems to be female,
right?
There is that fan base. I don't know if half of them or the majority of them are sub voting. You know,
Jimmy Kimmel, I heard a clip from his show this talking about the 11-year-old, the Swifties and their 11-year-old. Yeah. She's urging all her 11-year-old fans to get out and vote.
Yeah.
Kimmel, of course, has great writers and I don't. So
traditionally, top 40 as just general or pop music has a demographic of tweens to, you know, maybe early 30s at the latest mark to maybe the 34. That demographic does not vote at a high click. They don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you saw this headline, it's BS.
Well, no, but they're saying that she will mobilize. Now,
women will vote for their reproductive rights all day.
Yeah.
But the thing about this is where I feel played. I think that this is absolutely look, I prepare shows on this level. I know how I do it and I know how my thought process works. And my thought process works where, oh, this is something people are talking about. You always do. That's the lens of media is created through the lens that we use is what will be something that will be
salacious.
Salacious, no, more like compelling will resonate with an audience. And
what if tomorrow?
Yeah.
You see an ad or maybe a headline that says the double Big Mac, Donald Trump's new favorite burger. Now, is he married himself?
You're aware also that I caught crap from certain people about that.
Oh, no, I have no idea what.
Yeah,
the backlash?
About apparently my disdain for Jersey Mike's based on the shredded lettuce, which was not disdain. I was talking about shredded lettuce.
You said
I was
you don't
not
like
talking
shredded
about
lettuce.
Jersey Mike's.
Right. You said nothing terrible about Jersey Mike's.
I didn't say
and by the way, the only person that's ever said anything terrible about it is Rob.
Well, yeah, but it's just that was
you had a
staffing.
Terrible experience.
I
yes.
did, yeah. Well, she cut her finger on the slicer.
Yeah.
Well, but it's a great,
you got red lettuce.
Great sub shop.
It's
overpriced.
As far as a chain,
it's overpriced. It's so getting back to the whole Swifty thing.
I didn't know there was a Jersey Mike's backlash.
Your producers of your media outlets are going to get what sizzles. And it doesn't have to have any factual backing whatsoever when you talk about you can look at a few tweets and you can look at a few lines on social media and say, there is a backlash. I cry complete BS. You know when I'll say it's real? I'll say it's real when Donald Trump goes out to one of his campaign rallies and slams Taylor Swift. Then I'll think it's real.
The majority of your career, you broadcasted to, and I hate the term, but in a really eclectic melting pot that was not representative of the rest of the country. It's just it's not. It's a unique. The DMV is unique to the world. I also love, like, I wasn't politically active. You know that. Mm-hmm. And then during the pandemic, my eyes opened up to say, whoa, like this, everything does matter. It does matter. And this is why it matters.
Yeah. You're talking about people dying, right?
Government
being able to, you know, making it a political issue was kind of scary.
But we're on the same political side, right?
I don't even know if we are, to be honest.
Oh, God.
I don't think my politics and in your politics, I don't think I've done a deep dive with anybody on the show about how I feel.
I'm a Democrat. I support the Lincoln Project on a regular basis.
Republicans.
They are anti-Trump.
Yes.
And they are never Trumpers.
Some of them have left the party.
Most of them have left the party. Right. I think all of them have left the party.
Right.
And now they are registered Democrats.
Right.
So, like, that's where my politics stand. I have no problem saying that I'm proud of where I stand. You know, if there was a party for the capitalists, I'd probably be there.
I don't think you should be talking about that because I think it drives listeners away. We have to take a break.
These are facts.
That's it.
There is one takeaway from all of this, and I see validity on both sides. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
Thank you.
Wow.
Time. Right. Perfect.
I was in a good mood when I came in today. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the roundtable. This portion of the program is brought to you by Caden Lane. Discovering quality kids' clothes just got easier. Say goodbye to the struggle of finding a place where high quality and cute coexist, because Caden Lane has cracked the code. Caden Kane is a brand that more than just hype. It's more than just hype. With over 70,000 five-star reviews and millions of satisfied customers, experience softness like never before and add personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. Don't miss out on their fun bedtime ritual with their Color Me pajamas, where kids can color their own PJs. You're holding it up right now.
I am. Look at this. Well, this is not the PJs, but look at the beautiful. This is for my cousin June. Isn't that beautiful? And it's so soft. Beautiful. And also extra snaps around to make it easy to dress and undress a baby, which is a hassle. Make no mistake, they've got the parents in mind here. They make it easy for you to get them into their Caden Lane outfit. It's wonderful.
As I said last time, try it on. This is the brand you've been waiting for, bringing joy and style to those special moments you'll remember forever. Man, I will tell you this, Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to CadenLane.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Once again, that's CadenLane.com/TMOS. He did try it on. That's
yeah,
very good.
It's a little
hit the
tight.
Thingy there. There
yeah.
we go. We start today with some celebrities. We were talking about it just a second ago. Divide public opinion. BuzzFeed put together a survey of 33 controversial stars and asked fans to vote on whether they're an overall good person.
Mm.
The options are yes, no, real opinion, and I don't know them. Here are some of the celebrities.
Like how much do you like the people that exactly. are taking the top celebrities in the world and saying, I don't know them.
I don't know them. Here are some of the celebs and their yes and no scores.
Okay.
Let me see. All right. So it's, are they a good person? No, yes, and, number 10, Howard Stern. Yes, he's a good person, 16%. No, he's not a good person, 62%. Moving on to
wow.
Anne Hathaway. Does that surprise you, the Howard Stern one?
That they think he's not a good person?
Yes.
Yeah, because I thought his persona had changed, and even the way that he broadcasts had evolved over the
past
two decades.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are thinking back to previous iterations
of Howard. America's Got Talent, once we saw him there, it was just a different Howard, right?
Yeah, well, no one watched that.
I think fans of Howard might say that he's not a good person, though.
That's true.
Number 9, Anne Hathaway, for whatever reason, very, very polarizing.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway... 82% said yes, she's a good person. 6% said no. And a lot of people say they don't understand the hate. Well, there's not a lot of hate for her. 82% of people say
I don't
she's
like
a good person.
Remember when she got together with the grifter that was purchasing, that said he had ties to the Vatican?
Oh, and she was burned.
Yes. That was a
yeah.
That would have been such a bigger
See,
story right now.
That's the mark of a
vote.
Bad person right there. Bad
sympathy
person.
Vote. No. Number 8, Justin Bieber, 51% say he's a bad guy, 26% say he's a good guy. I'd like to meet the people that say he's a good guy.
Mike, Bieber, I don't like
Bieber
him.
Fever.
He's bad.
Bieber.
Tom Cruise, 67% no rating. I'll just give you the no's instead of the yes, because if they have a heavy no's, they have less yeses. Ellen DeGeneres, 78% no.
Yeah.
Not a good person, according to fans. Here's a glowing one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 83% yes. You've seen him do good things with
no hands.
The Ellen situation is a byproduct of what was proven to be true is the toxic work environment.
Yes.
Very toxic work environment.
Bad press at the end of her talk show.
I thought they would have spun that into a like, hey, we're all good, life is fine. But no, it took her down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she also didn't handle it well. At the beginning, and I think that the toxic work environment, if you are that toxic, you're tone deaf too. Mm-hmm. There's a little tone deafness that comes into that.
I figure like Porsche would have hired the highest dollar PR company to come in and say, how do we fix this?
Porsche's locked up at home.
After the opening of today's show, I'd like to create a more toxic work environment. Number five, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson gets 83%. Amy Schumer kind of split 45% no, 31% yes.
I don't think she's that good, but I like her as a comic. But she's
you know what another close one is here? Will Smith, 47% no, 35% yes. People still like the Will Smith.
Well, now he's got the sympathy vote that we found out that they've been divorced forever. And that entire narrative on Will Smith has changed ever since Jada came out with her book and said that they've been separated forever.
Yeah. Weird.
You know what he should do is he should sneak up and slap Anne Hathaway. Then let's see what happens.
Here's one they snuck in here. Is Mike O'Mara's studio 13 degrees? 98% of people said yes.
Do you still have air blowing on you?
I have nothing happening.
Okay.
That is,
I can't believe it's that cold.
Here's one at the top.
It's like True Detective in there.
Yeah.
This is Alaska. Nicki Minaj. Why is Nicki Minaj at number two? I don't know.
She's still relevant.
50% said no, 18% yes, that they don't think Nicki's a good person.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon, 43%. Jimmy Fallon, 43% said he's a good guy. 24% said he's
he's horrible. He's maybe the worst person in the world.
But that went away quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That story about his toxic work environment.
Yeah, because he's probably not that way. Ellen was bad to guess. Ellen was horrible to guess many times.
You're right. Like the surprise
she would scare
stuff?
Them all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Weird. It's weird.
She stabbed a page.
She did?
Not really.
Oh. He's lying. back in the news again, because I manipulate too. Taylor Swift.
What?
Here are some names. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Drake. They might be disappearing from TikTok. Universal Music Group says it will pull its song catalog today after failing to come to a fair licensing deal with TikTok. Excuse me. In regards to artist pay. Protecting artists from AI and online safety for users. They even posted an open letter. Quote, TikTok proposed paying our artists and songwriters at a rate that is a fraction of the rate that similarly situated major social platforms pay. Ultimately, TikTok is trying to build a music-based business without paying fair value for the music. Universal also added that TikTok currently accounts for about 1% of revenue. So what do you say to that?
Oh, they're going to, this is that same crawl that we all get once in a while. It's like, better call DirecTV because you're going to lose this channel.
Yeah, but I think Universal, not only, you mentioned those three big artists, but they have a massive catalog because they've absorbed other music businesses. I think they own the Beach Boys. I think they own Elvis. I think they
You're talking about Universal?
Yeah, Universal. If they pull all of their content, TikTok's going to be hurting, so we'll see what happens.
No, they're not. You guys, this is wildly...
Well, it's not me. Don't say guys.
Yeah, no. Rob.
All right.
A software company is worth more than a music company. Bottom line,
but,
right?
Yeah,
so they're not going to be screwed because then what they'll do is they'll sign a check. This is a complete tactic to negotiate,
all right.
And then that'll be it. But they won't be screwed.
What I said, I didn't think they would be screwed. I just said it would affect them because that's more than three artists that you're talking about. Universal is massive.
Yeah, Universal Music Group?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
The next one, let me hit my little kaboom there. And, you know, when I look at something like that, it's like, you know, the rich getting richer and stuff like that. You know, download a song on your iPad and, you know, listen to it and whatever.
See the artist on tour now for them to make money.
That's true, right? I get it. I think artists got to be compensated. It's a different world. And, you know, that changed with the digital age, period. End of story. All right. This one cracked me up and I decided not to read ahead because I just took them bookends and I just read these things because I fell into the category. Then I looked right before we went to air about these and we have three guys here representing different age decades. All right.
Yeah.
We have a 40s, we have a 50s, and we have a 60s.
And 30s.
With Mike McIntosh.
You know this, not reading the story in advance, this is Lester Holt's method as well. He does that on the news on NBC. He just doesn't read ahead. That way he's excited about it. So go ahead.
He doesn't edit his own copy for news?
It was a joke.
Oh, that's a joke. Thanks for that. Now let me get it ramped up again on the best show of my week. How middle-aged are you? Number 15, this applied to me, and I really think only recently and for the first time. And I was so friggin' embarrassed. It might be last night or even the night before.
Hmm.
You can't find your glasses because they're sitting on top of your head.
Oh, I think that happens to more people than we think.
It might very well.
But sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Like if you're used to wearing sunglasses, this applies. Can I tell you?
Yes.
When my mom is in her mid to late 70s. She has glasses around her neck.
Oh, on the chain. Yeah.
On the chain. She's got glasses hanging from her V-neck or whatever she's mm-hmm. wearing, her blouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got glasses in her pocket, and she says, "Have you seen my glasses?" And I say, I point to all three. She starts giggling, and she puts one on. Now, but that's a different animal.
Even worse than that, have you ever looked for the television remote while you're holding the television remote?
Oh, no, that's dementia.
I got dementia. Yes. That's
and I can't answer it, honestly.
While you're holding it?
That's
crazy.
I know.
Boy, I don't know if that's ever happened to me. I don't know. All I know this is that it concerns me when I'm reading these because I'm on this list.
Yes.
We go to number 14. You still have a landline. I don't have a landline.
Finally got rid of mine.
You got rid of yours.
Does it feel weird?
It does.
But you don't miss the telemarketer calls, right?
Sometimes, because I like to talk to them. I don't have many friends.
The woman I'm 2 decades older than wanted to keep it longer than I did. I left my landline years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the main reason I kept it as long as I did is that in previous incarnations, my cell service in my office was bad.
No, the reason you kept it is because you fear change and you wanted to keep your landline. Come on,
tell
the truth.
No, that was the main reason. And then we got it paired down to like a minuscule plan.
If you could have
even through the internet.
A wooden phone on the wall of your home that you cranked and it was functional, you still would have held on to it
for
nostalgia.
If you could just be communicated via fax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had the will to do that.
Tax
we would
paper.
Do that for you because that would give you joy.
I would like that. Paper. Yeah.
Yes.
Number 13.
Curly, hot pieces of paper.
This one I'm interested in. I know Rob has. I'm not sure about Oscar. You've dialed a rotary phone.
Absolutely.
I grew up with a rotary phone. Okay. My parents.
That's it. You have number
kitchen.
12. You've taken a keen interest in bunions and corns. I never have.
I don't know what either of those.
No.
They are little things on the bottom of your feet, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. No interest at all.
That's a drive one, and now I'm frustrated that maybe I should have read ahead. I might not have put it on the show. Number 11, you go into the bank to make a deposit. I've done that. Not recently.
I do that all the time. I do that.
All the time you do that?
I don't like... Carrie is big on taking the picture and doing it
What about
online?
Online?
I don't like that. I don't like that. I like
that's
to
old.
Get a receipt.
You're oldie Olderson with that
yeah,
one. You
I like it.
On that one. Let's see. You gain weight. That's not. No, no. Don't F me list.
What?
No, I'm not reading
this. This list is
no. Number 10
read it. Read it.
No. Doesn't
Go
deserve
ahead.
It. You gain weight just by being
it.
Near food. F that. That's an expression.
Did Irma Bombeck write this list?
God. this one falls. I have one on my arm just the other day. Oh, all right. I'll dovetail this because there's not a big story from going to the dermatologist yesterday.
Yeah.
You're not quite sure how you got that bruise. So, flash forward to Winslow scrapes me, right? Maybe I still have it.
Yeah.
No, I really don't have it. I have this like purpley bruise, and you see that, and I'm like, what the hell is that? Then I make the mistake of going online to read about it, and there also could be underlying health issues. F you, it's not. I go to the dermatologist yesterday, and I said, I've got this thing right here, and I'm not sure why I got it or how I got it. And he goes, I said, is there anything I can do to take care of that? And he says to me, I swear to God, doesn't miss a beat. And he goes, yeah, bubble wrap. Which means like protect your body when you're exposed, as this arm has been more than any part of my body
right.
to sun, every mm-hmm. friggin' day. He said your skin becomes sensitive. He sort of hit me on the leg. He said, I could do that to your leg. You're not going to get any kind of mark there whatsoever. If I do that to your arm, because of the sensitivity of being in the sun all the time, that's going to react with more sensitivity. That's my.
We are now in full Mac wheelhouse.
Yes.
Because his Addison's makes him tanned.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you bruise easy, Mac?
Yes.
No. No. That's not all, at all.
You don't need to say. No. I love it when you don't elaborate. I like it when you just have the tone of no.
Invariably, when we were broadcasting in New York City, I would wake up with a bruise.
That's a drinking bruise.
That was a drinking thing. Yes, I'm in recovery.
Carla falls into this category, and she's in her 40s. You write appointments on a paper calendar. She does, and she manages a lengthy schedule, both online and on paper.
I'm looking at one right now in front of me.
Oscar, you sent Carla your schedule recently, and that was online, but do you write it into a paper?
No, because it's all on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a Google Calendar as well, but like for medical appointments and things, I always ask for the sticker. They say, do you still have the sticker that I can put on my calendar? And they do. And so I tape it or paste it to my calendar.
So it's kind of writing it down. Similar
thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But when I see someone walk in a boardroom and they've got a thoughtful, usually a classier pad of paper.
Like a ledger of sorts.
A ledger. I'm like, I respect it. I actually don't. I don't judge it. I respect it.
Number 7, you're on Facebook, but not Grindr.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, of course.
It's a joke. Number 6, you swap ailment stories with your friends. Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to where I live. Mm-hmm. I would say 2 times a month, a lengthy discussion of, well, you know what happened to me.
I do that too.
Well, let me tell you something. It is a numero uno topic of the elderly.
Who do you talk to?
Yeah, exactly. Who would you talk about that?
It's Movie Buddy.
Actually, not really. But
do you have an Addison's Ashley group that you call
a support group?
No,
yeah.
No, I'm obsessed with talking about my ailments.
It is a big part of your personality.
Oh, this one's great. Next one's great. Number 5. I did this during a match.
Yeah.
You called a 30-year-old, in this case a 37-year-old, a kid. I said
the kid
can really hit the ball.
I talk that way about Mac. Man, he's a good kid.
This one I know applies.
He runs,
to
he digs.
I haven't done a lot of word processing in my life. You use used to fix typos with whiteout.
Sure.
No.
It's all over my computer. It's all over my computer screen.
I may have done it back in the day, like at AU and stuff like that.
Yeah, but didn't you guys have that little piece of tape that goes like that fixes things?
They have correction tape. Yeah. And then also, if you're typing, if you go back to the days of a typewriter, some of them had backup erase keys. And also they had little pieces of plastic with white stuff that you could backspace and hit the wrong letter and it would cover it up.
Oh, I didn't know.
Number 3, you call your children for tech support.
I have.
I've summoned Michael from his room.
I receive the calls.
You receive this. See, you're still not even close. Yeah. And these two are interchangeable, and I apply to one and not the other. Number 2, you can't start a movie past 9 p.m. I can do that easily. Especially if I got downtime on the weekend, I can
Netflix.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
And number 1, here's what I can't do. I can't sleep past 9 a.m. I can't sleep past 6 a.m. Most
is it because your body doesn't let you, or what is it?
I don't know.
It's the bruises.
I think that it's the bruises.
The pain.
I get up early because of my kid all the time, and I don't think that, but I think I'd get up early anyway. When Carl and I were pre-Michael, you know, we'd roar, get up late. Especially
Maybe your parental instinct?
I think the elderly get up early, and it has to do with the urinary tract.
Yeah, well, I can't get through the night, but I can easily go back to bed.
Sometimes. I slept till 6 a.m. this morning. I was able to sleep till
Which is a late sleep.
That's a super late sleeping for me. And forgot to make the coffee. That's it.
But it is great when you do remember to get up to go to the bathroom. That's huge.
Yeah.
You don't have to clean up your mess.
It makes for a much drier morning.
It does.
Finally, a New Jersey Animal Shelter's Valentine's Day themed fundraiser is drawing a lot of attention thanks to the facility's promise to neuter your ex. Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center in Blackwood announced on social media that members of the public can make a $50 donation, and in exchange, they will receive naming rights for one of the feral cats the shelter captures to spay or neuter.
Fun!
Mm-hmm. The shelter branded the program Neuter Your Ex for Valentine's Day. There it is. If you really hate your ex, you can do it.
Well, that look, that is, that of all the years that we've done, we've been broadcasting together. Even when this is the first time I've ever seen that angle to tie yourself to a holiday. Mm-hmm. So I have to give them creativity.
I do too. It's creative, yeah, right? And maybe they'll get some donations out of it.
Yes.
You know, the head of Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center, Eric Schwartz, said, "A board member mentioned that an idea had come through a volunteer about neuter your ex." That was just trying to make it better than it actually really was. No. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a grand vacation opportunity for each and every one of you.
Yes.
Let me tell you, if you like more, and what American does not like more?
I
this is more,
more,
more, more. Pauly Christine, turn up your device, because I swear to God, this next story is for you, you, you. And thank you. All right, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Store. In the shadowy depths of TMOS.
Oh, hold it, Mike. I have new.
In the shadowy depths of TMOS. Let me start again. Start it again.
Okay.
No, stop it and start it again.
Yeah, he wanted.
Oh, the music again. Okay, I thought you were going to start your copy again. Okay, here we go.
In the shadowy depths of TMOS City, a clandestine transformation is unfolding. The TMOS store, once a mere whisper in the night, now finds itself under the control of a new... Okay, I'm tired of these commercials.
It's the second one.
It's like the fifth one, a new mastermind. And she's setting the embers ablaze. Social graces, swift deliveries, and a digital symphony of gratitude herald the dawn of a new era. The TMOS store. All right, we're getting a hat soon.
So. The boys like getting letters from Carla.
They
do.
Carla does a little handwriting thing that people seem
and
to be like.
There is a serotonin like hit like I've never seen.
Boom, baby.
17 in high school and the cheerleader wrote him a note.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
And I love
it. It's a big payoff for just dotting an I with a heart.
Subscribe to the bonus show. Support the store.
Get a sticker.
Give us
get
a donation. Any way you want to support this show, you're going to start getting gratitude. And
she's
let me tell you.
Milkshake.
Right.
To the yard.
You know what? And the person that supports the show the most, I'll fly her out there. Don't think I won't.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Absolutely,
personal
Robert.
Appearances. We got to negotiate.
Here's the kicker. The more you chip in, the funnier we are. What do you say, Rob?
I say, if you don't buy it, we're not going to sell it.
Right before I came in here yesterday, a local story comes across my Fox 4 affiliate in Fort Myers, Florida. And by the way, I'd be watching the NBC affiliate down here or the CBS, but I watch the Fox because it's just the voices are more pleasant to the ear. Mm-hmm. There's, and then there's.
And to be clear, it's not Fox News. It's your Fox affiliate.
It's my Fox local affiliate. Which
that's what I do. I like the Fox affiliate.
And you go off.
Yeah, of course.
And the lady on on Channel 2, there's one lady I love who's the evening anchor, but the one in the morning has the. Just kind of that sour face where, she has the downward smile, when it's just not pleasant to be there.
Does she have a mirthless laughter?
I don't think she laughs.
What's mirthless?
Mirthless is without joy. Like if someone were to tell a joke and you went, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Mirthless.
Mirthless.
I'm going to try to use that in my real life. I'm going to ruin it.
So. For one of you, for you cruisers out there, and I know Paulie's a cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
For people that like to go on cruises,
I've yet to go on one. I hope to go on one.
I love them.
Do you really?
He loves them. I know for sure, but I definitely want to go on one.
Well, I think everybody should probably try one.
Yeah.
Shannon, it's funny with her ex-boyfriend. Who a different story is now gone from this mortal coil. But
he's dead?
Yes.
Oh,
different story. Moving on.
My apologies, Oscar. She, deepest sympathy.
No, this was like 5 years ago, and I was like, well, at least I don't have to worry about him.
Well, he's still dead.
So
dark.
Wow. Mike, I'm sorry. That threw me. I did not expect that.
Wow. Because she went on a cruise with this guy.
Did he come back?
All right, no? That's terrible. Just a human being we're talking about.
Yeah, come on. So everybody get it together.
I'll blow on my hands while I'm doing
okay.
It.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
She talks about this cruise sometimes with such great, like, just... She's reminiscing. I don't know if she's reminiscing about her ex-boyfriend's abs or how wonderful it was. But for me, I've always wanted to go on a cruise to like supersede that one experience.
Yeah, no one could do it easier than I could. I can drive 90
minutes.
Right.
I can
get in a car and I can drive to the port literally directly across the alley. Correct. And I can do that. However, way back when marriage number one, my honeymoon was a cruise and I was turned off for good on that particular cruise, and I have not gone back. However, I have always flirted with it. The most recent time was we had some wealthy friends that suggested we go on a Disney cruise with our kids. It was so expensive, and in the joy of the moment, we said, yes, and then we realized the logistics of getting from this Alaska cruise back home were just too tedious and too expensive, so we pulled out of it, and then lo and behold, thank God we did, because if we hadn't, I would be terrified with the price point that it was. Now, with that said, I have also, we've had the COVID stories. We've had the outbreaks on cruise ships. And I've read everything there is to read about cruises, because they are a very big source of controversy up where I'm from, up in Maine, because they bring these cruise ships into Bar Harbor, and they're always...
We saw the Vendome up there.
The Glitterati up there are always at war with the cruise ships. And also not the Glitterati, but the fishing industry, too.
Yeah.
The cruise ships are very difficult for the environment to handle. And so they have a lot of controversy around them.
But it's not a big bay. You're like, oh, my God.
It's kind of nasty.
Everything's massive.
And when you think about it. So, I focus really more on the idea of being sandwiched on one of these things with a large group of people, which does not appeal to me in the least. I like the idea of a vacation being freedom. Freedom to go and
do what you want.
Do what the hell I want to do. If I happen to fly to a place, meet some people, and go out and become a tourista and have my organs harvested because I've made a bad decision, at least I had the opportunity to make that bad decision.
It was your choice.
It was my choice.
Yes.
And then when I see a story like this, it might sound what sounds like spectacular to some people might sound great to it's got everything. This grossed me out. Like more than anything, we say hello, Rob. I think you had the cruise line, the Icon of the Seas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is probably might be. I'll look it up. I think that might be Royal Caribbean. We did them for our 10th anniversary, and then of course the fan club was cool enough when Robert had his anniversary of being cancer free. The fan base sent us on the
Disney cruise,
which was insanely wonderful.
Just remember Rob's motto: if he doesn't have to pay for it, he'll go anywhere.
I was discussing the Disney cruise, Rob, with my wonderful wife.
Yeah,
where she said, "Why are you bringing a jacket?" And I said, "Oh, I don't want to be the guy that showed. We were just going out to dinner. I don't want to be the guy that shows up to this restaurant and doesn't have a jacket just in case, because things have gotten very casual."
Sure.
And she's like, "That doesn't happen, does it?" I said, "Oh yeah, Rob didn't have hard shoes on in a Disney cruise, and he went to a nice dinner on an effing cruise, and they gave him real shoes to wear to dinner because they said, hey, no sandals. Sorry, sir.
Brand new. They were stiff as can be."
You are able to retain facts from people's... I had completely forgotten that you brought Birkenstocks into the dining room, right?
I look nice other than the Birkenstocks.
No, you don't look nice when you're wearing Birkenstocks.
Mike, did you hear what I said? Other than the Birkenstocks, I said I look
And well. What was the exchange again?
What do you mean?
With the maitre d'?
Oh, he says, we don't want to see feet in the dining room.
Do you wear those out to a restaurant?
I have. I haven't worn them in a while because, you know, but anyway.
You don't close your toes when you go out to a restaurant? You know, that's really nasty.
Depends on the restaurant.
Well, what restaurant would you wear Birks to?
I would wear Birks to, say, a local favorite around here, the Blue Ridge Grill. It's a nice place.
Jimmy's.
Yeah, Jimmy's I'd wear Birks to. Mike, Icon of the Seas is, I think.
I'd shouter up if I saw that.
I think it is the flagship of the Royal Caribbean line. So, yeah,
Icon of the
Seas. I've been on this cruise line before.
Okay, the ship is divided into 8 neighborhoods.
I'm listening.
This fascinates me.
Yeah.
And don't let the neighborhood thing fool you. This is the class system. Still exists in cruising and on ships. These are different classes, but they call them, neighborhoods.
Well, it's good marketing.
Look at that. Yeah. Well, welcome to the dangerous neighborhood down on deck D. You know what I mean? That's the way.
The limited oxygen neighborhood.
This ship has 20 decks.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It can accommodate 7,600 passengers. 6 water slides.
Wow.
7 swimming pools. An ice skating rink. Now, bear with me for just a second. What in the depth of your idiocy compels someone to be motivated to go on a tropical cruise because they've got a skating rink? I mean, come on.
Feel the same way you feel about the ice skating rink. For when there's a place in Ocean City that used to have an ice skating rink, they may still have one. It used to be the nicest hotel like 20 years ago.
Right.
And I would say, why? To myself. Self? Mm-hmm. Why the F would anybody go to the beach and skate on the ice?
Mm-hmm.
Like I must be missing something.
But it's that desire to have everything. We got everything. Yeah. Skating on the seas.
I think they probably could if they, you know, they refigured it. They could get by with 5 water slides.
They've got a theater.
The picture looks fantastic.
Yeah. It says one theater. So they've got one theater, which is probably their giant theater where they pack 4,000 people in to see
a show. And they bring in a magician.
All right, here you go. 40 restaurants, bars, and lounges.
They have one of the pools there is a surfing pool.
Oh, what, like one of those wave pools that you can surf at? That's cool.
Let's see. And the final thing they have, it's a big popular thing where you go, enough poop to construct their own private island that you got there.
That you can eat.
God. So, Icon of
Is the top deck usually the most luxurious, or is it the lower deck?
Yeah,
In Disney, they have, and I put a down payment on this, was able to get it back, thank God, called the concierge level.
Yes.
This would have been by several $1,000, the most expensive $20,000
vacation
I had ever gone on. I am so
crazy.
I can't even begin to. I would have been in a bad mood driving to the airport. First of all, we're going with someone else. So we're going on there, and they've been on them before, and I would like.
Yeah.
So my agenda's not my own, which I can't stand. So I don't travel with people.
Mike, the concierge level has an open bar, I think, about 18 hours a day, and they actually lost money on my cruise because.
Did you go to the concierge level?
Yes, I was on the concierge level.
This
it was
is great.
Amazing.
What happened
was
there?
Was this the one you didn't pay for it yourself. This is the one they gave you, right?
Yeah, the listeners paid
no expense.
Yeah, it was amazing.
God bless them.
You go up, and there is. Up, 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 and then you're at the top, but not like where you're seeing all the water slides and stuff like that. You're almost up like another floor in a tower.
You're closest to the fun.
Exactly. Wow. And then there is a lounge with food put out all day and a bar there that will honor your drinks. They'll make you a drink. Carrie said, I don't know what I like. And a guy says, let me invent something for you. And he did. He made her a fruity cocktail that she was absolutely in love with. And then you have access to a private.
Oh, I know. They made you that famous footerita where they put the umbrella between your toes of your Birkenstocks.
Exactly, Mike. It was delicious. It was
yum, yum.
Good taste of cheese.
So a private pool deck.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's cool.
It was not crowded.
All right.
I mean,
it was a selling point for me at the particular time, you know, being separated. Yeah. But I never went. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're as timely as today's headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Want to go to the Super Bowl? We got a lead for you.
Oh.
That's right. That's coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
I'm tedious with my little thing today. Oh, it's got frost on it. My mouse has frost on it. What the hell is going on? It's locking up. I can't believe it.
Chicago Tesla.
Hey, everybody, I want you to fuel your peak performance with 4Wellness. 4Wellness is the ultimate functional food brand. 4Wellness, founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. This is a supplement you put in your coffee. It's game-changing performance. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduce caffeine jitters, increase collagen and fat-burning support. But that's not all. Dive into their recovery gummies. They're packed with antioxidants and electrolytes, perfect for pre-workout or post-golf recovery. Need a sweet treat? Try the Superfood Focus Bites that taste like chocolate brownies.
So good. Tasty.
4Wellness makes quality, functional ingredients into something special for your daily routine. Plus, with risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Unleash your full potential with 4Wellness, because your body and mind deserve the best. I want you to head to 4Wellness.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4Wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off. Well, guess who might be going out to the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. He never misses an opportunity to travel. Oscar Santana, you apparently have a lead on Super Bowl tickets.
Well, gentlemen, as you know, we do some work with ESPN here at Podville, and as a team, we have a friend of the show, Dominique Foxworth, who happens to be an analyst on ESPN. Also has a podcast called The Dominique Foxworth Show. I was very excited with the probability of the Ravens going to the Super Bowl. But I was also concerned with the fact that, oh man, like, I love Baltimore as a city. I worked in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I basically lived there for 2 years. And I just couldn't handle all the hey-huns if I went to Vegas during that time. It wasn't going to be something fun.
So you weren't going to go if it was Baltimore?
Yeah, it just was going to be too much.
Okay.
It was going to be too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was going to be too expensive, because all the flights that were going out, when I looked at them a month and a half ago,
right,
were just expensive from the D.C. area to Las Vegas.
Were they filled up or were they expensive or both?
Both. There would be, if you could get a flight, it was like a middle seat. It was too late.
Yeah,
the Ravens really, fans had already pre-booked.
Because
we all thought the Ravens were going to win. Correct, mm-hmm. Mike?
Yeah, I think they were definitely going to do that.
Nikki,
and Rob, I'll need you to do the closing music today, because we got messed up on time today. So now that it's San Francisco,
yeah.
And
prices
and
have
Kansas
come down
City.
Dramatically for flights to Las Vegas from the D.C. area, which is great news for your boy. Because our friend Dominique Foxworth and Mina Kimes are doing a live show at the Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, a live podcast show of their podcast together. And that's something, like, I wanted to go to support a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I initially looked at it, it was out of just budget wise, didn't make any sense. And then when the Ravens didn't make it in, I just got all these price alerts from my airlines and Google Flights saying that the flights have come down. So I'm like, all right. You all have been to Super Bowls, correct?
I've been to I've done roughly nine broadcasts at Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. But I've probably been to three or four.
I've never been to the game, but I've flown to at least five of them. Yeah.
What was your game time experience? Like game day. In the stadium.
I'm the wrong guy to ask, because it was work for me. And I would go out, do a broadcast on Saturday, on Friday rather, and then beat feet out of town. And
yeah.
The best.
But when you were at the game,
what was the game experience?
Yes.
Same as an NFL game.
Just any other game.
Better to watch. Well, no, not another game. Much more pomp and circumstance, but at the same time, still the view, you know. I mean, it's same thing when I took my kid most recently last year to a Dolphins Giants game, where I prefer to watch the game on TV. I'd fly to Vegas, go to some of the parties out there, and hang out at a nice casino hotel, and then beat feet back. The game itself Rob, would I be wrong in saying it's anticlimactic? Probably.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And it's a football game. And
it's a football game with a better halftime show. But keep in mind.
And limited to what you can experience. It's great to be there, to say you're there and to be part of the experience. If you are a diehard fan and you've never been, and to be in the stadium when something happens, that's the attraction, as it is for many, many major sporting events. But actually enjoying the contest visually is challenging in the
very
NFL,
much
more
so
than any other sport in America. You don't see
that. The NFL overall has invented itself as a TV sport.
Totally, a television.
And the thing is they put it in overdrive. If you're thinking you're going to see a great Usher halftime show, no.
Yeah.
Because people on TV are going to see a great Usher TV concert. They're not catering to the people in there. It's anticlimactic.
Go out if you want
my recommendation. And also $10,000 for the cheapest ticket.
Go out. Get yourself. Well, he's got an ESPN connection, so he doesn't have to pay for the ticket.
The tickets are not.
You're probably going to a, maybe you could go into a, you know, a broadcast area, and
maybe I could just go and be somebody's pretend assistant
production assistant
the day and walk around.
Yeah. If you can, and you, I mean, as opposed, if you're doing it that way, that's different too. If you're going to have access, then it's a totally different. By the way, I've had that too for NFL games where I've had on-field access, and there's nothing like it. We had the Redskins for a while, so it was a very, very special thing to do. And I also had John Riggins, who got me on-field passes back before we were WJFK.
Awesome.
And all Mr. O'Mara. Mr. O'Mara. Some of that. But I will tell you this. That if you can go out there and you don't want to, that the game is a hassle, but the biggest hassle, the airport. If you are in, is it McCarran? Is that McCarran Airport?
Yes, correct.
If you're in McCarran on Monday, FML, you get ready for that. It's better to do the experience. Go knock yourself out on Saturday. Get yourself a nice little flight, little red eye flight out on Saturday. Back in your living room. In only
Sunday.
On Sunday, that's what I would do. But then again, if you've never been, I also think it's something you should check off your bucket list.
I'm more. What's funny is because the Friday the 8th is the show. They don't need our help, but I'm more curious to see how they do a live show. And then
have they done live shows before?
I am interested in gallivanting.
Gallivanting around Vegas.
There's a lot of you know what? It's better.
With the best Foxworth.
The best gallivanting we ever did, Mike, was New Orleans.
Yes.
That's a great town for a Super Bowl.
Vegas, fabulous.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. The partying and everything around it, except for the cherished commissioner's party, which we overblew in our minds and turned out to be crap.
It sounds like it's big time.
It's big time. If you like to go in a warehouse with 8,000 of your best friends and stand in line for drinks and food on a convention concrete floor, it's the bomb. No, the best one was Tampa, where we went to the Maxim magazine. Did you go to the Maxim magazine?
No, that predated me, Mike.
Maxim magazine party.
Yeah.
That was okay. And I had a standard line. Oh, my God. I was in my swinging D period of my life. I forgot what I walk up to. I had enough cocktails. I was walking up to absolute goddesses. And I said, I forgot what the line was, but it was a standard line. I said, you don't remember me or something like that. That's I was that confident.
Don't you know who I am?
No, it was like, you don't remember me, but I'm Mike O'Mara. And I wouldn't say anything else. And they're like, you get this weird look, and it was great time.
Yeah.
So gallivanting, I'm all for. That's the way I look at that.
You were approaching models, and I was told to approach Andy Rooney and Jerry Jones. That's what I did.
And why don't you give the line when we were doing the broadcast in the lobby of the hotel? What did Andy Rooney say when you asked him to come on the Don and Mike show for an interview?
Nah, too many.
Too many. Wandered off. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with a brand new episode.
Are you
going to,
Mike, we missed a spot.
We do have the flip side.
Yeah, we do.
What did I miss? Hold on. All right, I'm sorry.
We ran long. You missed the Dermglow spot and all that.
No, I did. I missed the Dermglow spot. Okay, we'll be right back. Sorry. We missed everything. I'll end the show with a spot.
Fine.
The whole schmear.
Yeah.
All right. This show has been brought to you by... I've got TMOSstore.com. Now I'm going up to the
We
top.
Did that?
Yeah, it was Caden, Dermglow. Yeah. Dermglow was the second spot. I just thought you had moved it mentally.
No. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? go to dermglowskin.com. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode. So long, everybody.
All right, see you later.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sometimes it is a big dick competition.